Hello and welcome to CMO Moves. Today I'm excited to bring you something new. It is a series, and it's a series of 10-minute episodes, and there are 13 of them. So what is this series? It's actually what was recorded yesterday during the D&I Summit that included 13 incredible leaders who all picked a topic that was unique to them, and they interviewed each other. Now, I know 13 episodes sounds like a lot, but they are only about 10 minutes each. So if you have the time to fit it into your days, it would be great if you could try to listen to all 13 because each one is incredibly unique. And at the end of every one of the episodes, those speakers share three important actions for the industry to take so that we can all accelerate change together. In this session, Bozema St. John, the CMO of Endeavor, interviews Marcel Marcondes, the U.S. CMO of Anheuser-Busch. Their topic is the key ingredient to your company's culture.
Well, I know certainly another creator who is also a new friend, but a longtime working partner of Endeavor. He is Marcel Marcondes. He is the U.S. Chief Marketing Officer for Anheuser-Busch. And as a veteran of that company for 14 years, I know that he probably looks very young and spry, but he certainly has a lot of years of experience in this space. And of course, as being a person of color, I know this topic has a real significant place in his heart. And so I welcome Marcel to the conversation. Hello, Marcel.
Hello, Bose. Great to be here. Great to talk to you, finally.
Yes, I know.
And just wanted to start by saying, wow, how impressive is your passion and the energy you're driving here. So it's great to partner with people like you. It's all about doing our part, all of us together to make a difference. And so I'm even more excited now after hearing all your points.
Thank you so much, Marcel. I mean, I know that you're passionate as well. I appreciate the fact that we all show our passion differently.
And absolutely.
So even though I might show up in one way, I know you certainly have a great point of view too. So if we can get right to it, you know, I know that, that we've been talking a lot about what we are observing today and what has really gotten our interest and our attention around D&I initiatives. Why do you think it is so critical right now?
Yeah, it's crazy that we're still having this conversation, right? Because this should be already a no-brainer big time. We should be over it big time. And again, if we try to take a very pragmatic approach here, because as you said, I am very passionate as well. And one thing that I felt is like, I mean, I'm a Latino, and then, I have my personal elements and the personal things that I really want to fight for as well. But then whenever we talk about how can we make a difference and drive the organization that we work for first so that we can really make a difference in the direction that the company is taking. And then also as a consequence of that, how can you find ways to have a bigger voice and a bigger influence over society as a whole? Then I try to take a very pragmatic approach so that I can bring a lot of people in. And then in the end, I think that especially in times like this, we're all looking for embracing the essentials. Like in times like this, the COVID influence is all about, okay, so let's reflect about what is really essential because we're going to have to focus on those elements only. And the key conversation now is whether or not diversity and inclusion is really an essential part of what we do. This is forcing us and companies to make that call. So this is a very special moment in my opinion, right? And then what I drive, and I'm very excited to see that the path that AB is taking here is that of course D&I is essential. And in a very pragmatic way, because of a few reasons. One, because we are a people-centric organization. So unless, especially when you talk about marketing, right? We are CMOs. Unless we really manage to reflect in our own teams the diversity that we see out there in the marketplace, in our consumer groups, it's going to be impossible for us to be really meaningful and relevant to them. It's just as one thing must reflect the other. So that's the first point. Second thing is, we really believe that it all starts with inclusion and diversity is a consequence Otherwise, we invert the order of things, and then we start to work for the points that are not the ones that will really make a difference. And then, all in all, I think our job is to make sure that everybody understands that even for the coldest people, the coldest person or leader, like, this drives better results because it's all about seeing people as humans, consumers as humans, and this takes our business to a better place. So I think this is why it has to be an essential point and an essential element in all the organizations nowadays, and COVID is forcing us to face it.
Yes, that's so great. So such great points. I mean, and you talk about the business and what is happening. Can you point to what your opinion is in essentially in what AB is doing or your partners are doing and how they can continue to engage around this topic and make it actionable?
Yeah, you know, I have a very strong point of view about it because I think one of the mistakes that some people make, some companies make, and we have made it in the past as well, is when you try to do something for the sake of diversity inclusion. So let's do project A or B because of that. Or let's have a specific program, a specific campaign to address diversity and inclusion. I think the most powerful way to address that is when the D&I becomes a natural element, is when D&I is not the end game, is when D&I becomes just the bread and butter and you don't even need to talk about it because it's just there. So what I'm trying to do is exactly to make sure that we're going to become really a people-centric organization. And then naturally, we're going to focus different programs or different campaigns in different consumer groups because this is a natural consequence of our strategy. Instead of saying, this is because we need to address D&I. D&I needs to become a natural element. It needs to become, we talk so much about the new normal, right, that we're all going through. This is normal. So if we treat it as an exception, this is the beginning of the problem. So for example, if I mention a few elements that we just delivered now during COVID, like we brought back WhatsApp, the campaign, right? It's made of African Americans, but it was never designed to be like that because we wanted to drive D&I. It was like this since 20 years ago. With Priyanka, we had a beautiful campaign doing Bon Enviv. It was all about talking to women. Because that's the brand positioning. We address female consumers as a priority. It's natural. We just did a lot of big moves on Cinco de Mayo for Latinos. We did the biggest music live stream in America so far for Latinos. But again, it was natural. We have a lot of platforms focused on college students. And everything we do is tailor-made for them, from helping them to pay their college debt to doing commencement parties to them. So for me, the more we really understand the consumers that we really deal with, and the more we design campaigns, innovations, and platforms that are tailor-made to add real value in their lives, D&I will become a natural thing that you don't even need to talk about it, but it's going to be there. And that's what I believe the most. If it becomes the end game, then it becomes an exception. It needs to be the norm.
That's brilliant. That's brilliant. By the way, I really love the resurrection of the WhatsApp commercial because I think it's so relevant right now, right? Even when you ask people, how are you, right? Or how are you doing? We take on a different answer to it. And again, you're right that in this moment, you know, we're not getting to a new normal. This is normal. And so how do we actually change it? So to close us out, will you talk to us about the three actions that you recommend for us to take? And I think it's coming up right now so that you can talk to it and we can have some takeaways from this conversation.
Exactly. So point number one is what D&I means to your company, right? Because again, either it becomes an essential element of your culture, of the culture of your company, or nothing's really going to change. Just so another example I can mention about AB, in our personal evaluations, in our 360 models, this is one of the key pillars. So we evaluate every single leader in our organization against D&I. It's now a formal process of what we do because either our leaders are driving it proactively and actively or nothing's going to change. So it needs to be part of the culture. It needs to be essential. Second thing, to hold yourself accountable and to be honest about what you're doing and how you're doing to set clear goals. It's easy to get into the politically correct speech and to come across as, of course, we do this, we do that in beautiful PowerPoints, but unless we face the gaps that we have, and unless we talk very openly about all the gaps that we still have and everything we need to do to close those gaps, nothing is really going to change. So it's about time for us to talk about it in a very open and sincere way. And then point number three, which is actually connected to number one, is to make D&I very consistently present in your culture. Because again, it's all about driving action. So once everybody's convinced that D&I needs to be a relevant part of our culture, we need to see the second question is, what's going to change in our processes so that it can really become something that will make a difference and that will change. So these are my humble 3 points and things that we're trying to drive on a daily basis at Anheuser-Busch now.
Well, I won't allow you to be humble. I'm going to say that these are fantastic and great and excellent. And I am sure that the key actions that you've addressed now will be those that people will take away. So thank you so much, Marcel. I appreciate the conversation and enjoy the next conversation that you're about to have.
Absolute, Bose. It was amazing. Thank you very much. And looking forward to talking to you live as soon as we can.
Yes, same here. Thank you.
To be continued. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this very special and important edition of CMO Moves. I do hope you'll find time to tune into the other 12 segments that we have here posted for you. Also, please note that if D&I is important to you and to your organization and to your teams, we encourage you to also check out the new podcast on Adweek called D&I TBD. You can find D&I TBD on adweek.com or wherever you download your favorite podcast.